imperial leader, the life story of the foremost man of our time, Winston Churchill. Our great adventurer is approaching a crisis in his career, one of those anticlimaxes against which his philosophy and outlook on life guard him so well. As First Lord of the Admiralty, it has been his task to carry on the naval warfare against the Central Powers. Now there is dissension at the Admiralty. The First Sea Lord, Lord Fisher, resigns, and Churchill sees the Prime Minister.
You seem disturbed, Churchill. Is something amiss?
Fisher has resigned.
Impossible.
Here's what he says. First Lord, after further anxious reflection, I have come to the regretted conclusion that I am unable to remain any longer as your colleague. It is undesirable in the public interest to go into details. As Jowett said, never explain. But I find it increasingly difficult to adjust myself to the increasing daily requirements of the Dardanelles to meet your views. As you truly said yesterday, I am in the position of continually vetoing your proposals. This is not fair to you, besides being extremely distasteful to me. I am off to Scotland at once to avoid all questionings.
You quarreled with him yesterday after the meeting?
No. As I told you, I resented his statement that he was against the Dardanelles and had been all along, or words to that effect. But he's an old man, and I let it pass.
Did you have any conversation with him?
Yes. We discussed quite amicably the question of naval reinforcements, and he made no objection. I then said that it wasn't fair to obstruct the necessary steps at the Dardanelles and then say if it was a failure. I told you so. I was always against it. He looked at me in an odd way and said, I think you're right. It isn't fair. Then we said goodnight and parted.
He can't do this, Churchill. He'll bring us all down.
I tried to get in touch with him, but it's no use. I can't find him. He's hidden himself completely.
He may have gone to Scotland, as he says.
I think not. He's probably lying low somewhere.
Then he must be found. Ring for my secretary, will you?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to send Fisher a written order commanding him in the name of the King to return to his duty.
He won't do it.
He must do it. This scandal about the shell shortage is bad enough. If Fisher resigns, there'll be a crisis of the First Order.
He won't care about that.
I'll make him care. Once I can get hold of him, I'll keep at him all night, if necessary, until he reconsiders his decision. Ah, Bronson, take this down. The Prime Minister to Lord Fisher. In the King's name, I command you to return immediately.
I suppose you've heard the news, Sir Arthur.
About Lord Fisher's resignation?
I've done all in my power to persuade him to reconsider his decision. The Prime Minister has commanded, cajoled, threatened, all to no purpose. He's quite adamant.
I knew that once his mind was made up, nothing would shift him.
I've sent for you, Sir Arthur, to find out just where I stand. First of all, are there to be any more resignations?
No, I think not. The other Sea Lords consulted me this morning on the matter. I told them it was their duty to remain at their posts, and that no case for resignation had arisen.
I'm grateful to you for that, Sir Arthur.
Oh, there's no need for gratitude, Mr. Churchill. I was thinking only of the country.
That makes it easier for me to ask something more of you.
Something more?
When I became First Lord, Sir Arthur, you and I found ourselves in opposition. I thought it necessary to replace you, and you accepted my decision with good grace.
Did you expect me to whine?
No, but in such a case, reproaches might have been expected. You behaved extremely well, Sir Arthur.
I remembered that my country might soon be at war. It was no time for recriminations.
And today, were that war a reality, it is no time for mere personal pride. And that's why I'm going to lay myself open to a rebuff, Sir Arthur. Will you resume your old post as First Sea Lord?
You want me to come back now?
You have every right to refuse. But for the sake of the nation...
Yes, I'm thinking of that, Mr. Churchill.
Fisher's resignation has placed me in an extremely unfortunate position. It may even precipitate a crisis unless you step into the breach.
May I ask a very personal question?
Please do.
Have you any intention of resigning?
None whatever. Why?
Because I would not consent to work under any other First Lord.
That touches me very deeply, Sir Arthur. I had not expected so much loyalty. And least of all from a man who owes me none.
We understand each other. That should be sufficient to maintain continuity of policy.
Will you accept?
Give me an hour to think it over. I'll give you my reply at noon.
Well, Churchill, have you seen Fisher?
No, Mr. Prime Minister, but I've written to him and received a reply.
What does he say?
This. The Prime Minister put the case in a nutshell when he stated to me yesterday the actual fact that I'd been dead against the Dardanelles operation from the beginning. You are bent on forcing the Dardanelles, and nothing will turn you from it. Nothing. I know you so well. Therefore, you will remain and I shall go. It's better so. I've told the Prime Minister I will not remain. I've absolutely decided to stick to that decision. Nothing will turn me from it.
That sounds quite final.
Yes, he'll never come back now.
It's most unfortunate at this juncture.
Of course, my office is at your disposal, Mr. Prime Minister, if you require to make a change.
No, I've thought of that. I don't want you to go, Churchill. But can you get aboard?
There will be no more resignations. I can give you my assurance on that point.
But who will take Fisher's place?
Sir Arthur Wilson has just informed me that he is willing to accept office as first Sea Lord. I now feel myself strong enough with this endorsement to carry on.
Is Mr. Lloyd George free?
Yes, Mr. Churchill. He left a message for you to go stating.
Thank you. David!
Are you very busy?
Winston, my dear fellow, come in. I'm sorry to hear of all the trouble you've been having.
That's what I've come to tell you. Everything's all right now.
All right?
Yes. Wilson has consented to become first Sea Lord, and the rest of the board will remain. I've just seen the PM, and he's delighted.
He won't be so delighted when he hears what I've got to say.
Well, what's wrong now?
The opposition are in possession of all the facts about the shell shortage. They're going to demand a debate. When they hear about Fisher's resignation, there's certain to be a crisis.
What do you think will happen?
There's only one solution. A national coalition government must be formed at once.
At once?
Yes. I've sent a note to the Prime Minister informing him of my opinion and stating that I intend to resign immediately if such a government is not formed.
As you know, David, I've always been in favor of a national government at such a time. I've suggested it to the Prime Minister at every possible opportunity.
Well, now it seems that you shall have your wish.
Yes, at the worst possible moment for me.
At the worst possible moment for all of us. And that's exactly why we must have a national government.
But I'm in the midst of an upheaval. Fisher's resignation leaves me at a disadvantage.
Well, it can't be helped now.
David, can't the national government be deferred?
Until when?
Until my board is reconstituted and I'm in the saddle again.
Oh, I'm afraid not, Winston. The circumstances are marching too rapidly for us.
Then you won't withdraw your note? Temporarily?
I can't, Winston. Whatever action is taken must be immediate.
Well, there's no more to be said, then.
I'm sorry, Winston, but I've got to do what I think is right.
Of course.
Goodbye, David. I'll see you at the house.
That Mr. Lloyd George has told you of his feelings on the matter of a national government.
Yes, Churchill, and I agree with him.
You intend to act immediately in this matter?
Yes. I have decided to form a national government by a coalition with the Unionists.
I suppose that will mean some changes.
Undoubtedly. Lord Kitchener will almost certainly leave the War Office.
And Sir Edward Grey?
I don't know yet. The Unionist leaders are certain to stipulate for half the places as their price for cooperation. That means that some of our team will have to go.
It would be a great pity to lose Gray. He's had a most difficult time, but I think he's done very well.
Yes, indeed. I intend to keep him if I can. And now, Churchill, what are we to do for you?
For me?
Are you willing to take office in the new government, or would you prefer a command in France?
I'm to leave the Admiralty then?
Yes, I think it might be better. Now, what about the Colonial Office? There is great work to be done there.
Thank you. No, I shall let you have my resignation immediately. If you want me, you'll still be able to find me at the Admiralty.
Sir Arthur, I haven't even thought of the political situation all day, but now we've got to face it. I am no longer First Lord. My resignation went in this morning.
Then I am no longer First Sea Lord.
Oh, you're a... position is not affected in any way, Sir Arthur.
As I told you when I accepted your invitation, I will not serve under any other First Lord. I shall resign at once.
Mr. Churchill.
Yes, what can I do for you?
My missus said you'd resigned. Crikey, we hope it isn't true, is it?
Yes, it's true, all right.
Crikey, how are we going to win the blooming war without you?
That's all right, old man. We'll pull through even without me. Thanks anyway.
Well, good luck to you, anyhow. You'll be back again one day.
The First Lord of the Admiralty, one of those bitter disappointments which come to all great men. But the fleet was ready, and Winston Churchill, quite unknown to him, is only at the beginning of his career, a career which will one day bring him to the peak of his ambitions as Imperial Leader.